Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Everything is so brutally expensive. Documented for you exhaustively how Democrats deliberately created, knew they were creating, and deliberately created inflation. We know that because the number two in power at the time, Jim Clyburn, told us we did it on purpose. We knew our only fault really is that we should have prepared people better. I'll finish the sentence for him. We should have prepared people better for being poor. But one of the ways that Joe Biden created inflation was through being the deliberate architect of a quite frankly insane spike in energy prices. Remember when Barack Obama said to us, the price of energy must necessarily skyrocket? Joe Biden actually fully achieved that promise of Barack Obama. And so much of the show's been about it because while energy prices aren't sexy, they really impact the price of everything. Here's from Fox Business 2 days ago.
We keep hearing this question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? When it comes to your own energy costs, the answer is no, we're not. Brian Brandenburg has the numbers. How much more are we paying for energy since?
Yeah, you're not going to like this, Stuart. Let me start with overall energy, up almost 37% since Biden took office. And of course, you got to remember, that's going to feel different depending on what fuels fuel your life. So let's go to some of those. Start with electricity, almost up 28% since Biden took office. And imagine how much more pressure that number is going to be under when we get more and more of the green regulation and the green spending. So watch out there. Let's go to gas. I know that's one of your favorites. This number is discouraging, up 52% since Biden took office. And remember, we're heading into that heavy driving season, so don't expect it to fall anytime soon. Stu, I know you're always looking at diesel. You got a lot of diesel going on in your life. Diesel prices up 50% since Biden took office. That's going to feed into every price in the economy because that's how you get stuff around. That's how you move heavy equipment. That's going to be a problem for overall inflation. And here's where it really gets bad. You talk about the buffer when these prices go up. That's your strategic petroleum reserve. It's down 42% since Biden took office. We've got higher prices, we've got less buffer, and we've got more and more strain on energy every single day. So you think about the last 4 years and you ask yourself, do I like being here or do I like it better 4 years ago?
Yeah, that's the question. Now let's put it all together, shall we? Last job report, effectively zero manufacturing jobs created. When do we begin hemorrhaging high-paying manufacturing jobs, begin pointing this out to you? It was last summer. A lot of that is covered up in the jobs report because when we lose a high-paying manufacturing job, say a manager who runs the line, but we get a part-time job at a restaurant, bussing tables somewhere, that counts as new job creation, we celebrate. Meanwhile, there's a family losing their house. So we went from hemorrhaging manufacturing jobs to effectively not creating them. That's how the math works out in the last jobs report. We are not going to make things anymore. Why? Joe Biden put a tax executively on two levels of production of natural gas. It doesn't show up on your bill. He is gutting America. Folks, you know, when you look at what the left is doing, it is a three-prong war. It's a war on everything having to do with modernity. So food delivery systems, energy and energy delivery systems, and of course, censorship necessary to cover up the whole thing. They're at war every single day. And of course, he's talking about the price of everything is up. Yes, when you hike, I mean, listen, just listen to this again. How high this has gone under Joe Biden. It's only going to get worse because of what he's doing with permitting right now. A lot of that mess won't really hit until a couple of years down the road. For instance, right now, Joe Biden has been bragging, hey, I am responsible for the highest level of oil production America's ever had. Well, why is that? The permitting process is years long and Trump expedited it. But when it comes to new drilling, and particularly for natural gas fracking, they are standing in the breach right now. And that is going to really kneecap us in the years that are coming. Why are you seeing those energy prices going up as well? Because Barack Obama put in motion and Biden is completing the elimination of our coal-fired plants. That's 20% of our electricity. So you think it's bad now? It's going to get so much worse, just as they have us all plug our cars in. And hope something comes out, I guess. Nothing's gonna. You're not coming out. By the way, coming up on the show, we're going to have this. You know how Joe Biden intends to mandate that by 2032, 68% of the semi-trucks sold in America are EVs? You know we don't have a single EV charging station outside of California, right? I mean, they don't care. Can you imagine, I mean, what this is going to do to food delivery? It's going to absolutely destroy it. He owns a very small trucking company, and he's saying, we are going to get crushed. And the food delivery chain is going to get crushed. Folks, I don't know if they're going to get away with this. Trump might win and it won't happen executively. Or maybe the Democrats are just pushed like people just don't want to starve right now. They don't want to starve. They don't want to pay exorbitant prices for food. They'd like to have clothes delivered to their community. Maybe that'll happen too. But this is how they think. They do not care one iota about the level of destruction. They do not care. Almost 30% across the board increase in energy prices since Joe Biden took office. You better bet you that cost those manufacturing jobs. You better bet that is why between them, India and China open a new coal power plant every single day on average. Why? Because all of that manufacturing, a lot more of it's moving to India than China. People are looking at China and going, you know what, this is too much trouble. A lot of it's going to India. It's going to Indonesia. It's going to Vietnam. And those places are just right, left, opening up plants, coal-fired plants, using the natural gas we could be using here. So the net effect is we don't save the planet. We don't clean up the planet. We just don't have manufacturing jobs. Let me tell you what, we can create all the part-time table busting and table waiting jobs we want, low-paying jobs that the illegals are taking right now. But we're getting to the point, folks, people aren't going to be able to go to the restaurant anymore. Not if they don't have that manufacturing job. By the way, I took my son to Chili's. I should have saved the receipt. I took my son to Chili's as a reward for his good grades. I'd promised him that. And we decided we'd keep the bill down. We both got a burger. Burger and fries. I was good. I didn't eat the fries. We both got a burger and fries. We sat down. I had water. He got tea. He loves tea. You want to know what the bill was? $38. Add the tip on, and you're at $44. Two burgers! We didn't even get to steak! And normally at the end of it, we would like, I'd get him the dessert, right? He loves the cookie with the ice cream on it, right? Be a great treat. Well, that's like eight, almost $9 now. And he asked for it. And I turned the bill and showed it to him. And he went, never mind. It'd have been $50 if we got the dessert. I was telling my husband the other day, I don't think I can go out to eat anymore. I don't think I can afford it. I think we're done. So again, without the high-paying manufacturing jobs or the good manufacturing jobs you can support a family with, particularly if you're in management, your skilled labor, I mean, I don't know who's going to pay the illegal immigrants we're hiring to work at the restaurants part-time.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.